Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Whitey with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with another episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with Josh Johnson from Explore Paddleboards, Inflatable Paddleboards. Welcome, Josh.
Hi, how's everybody today?
Say, you've got an event coming up this weekend. Tell us all about it.
So this Sunday from 1 to 3, we will have a bunch of adult paddleboards, youth and kid paddleboards for people to try out. And we'll be here to show you some, you know, tips and tricks and just help you out and hopefully get you more comfortable on paddleboards.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great because I know a lot of people would love to try it, but I've never tried it before. And they got a little bit cautious about trying it. So where can people come out to this weekend to try these?
So we'll be at Cloud 9, right here on the channel of Winona. And yeah, from 1 to 3, we'll be here and come out and give paddleboarding a try.
That's great. Now, you don't make just one model. Tell us about the different models and kind of what got you into paddleboards.
So what got us into paddleboards was our son was 4 years old, and he was really ready to move up to his own board, and we couldn't find any for his size. So we just decided that we would make our own. And we contacted some manufacturers and were able to get some. And we decided that we would kind of focus more on the kid and youth size boards. And yeah, we've been doing that. He's now at the point where he has moved up to the middle size board. And we made our own adult boards too, because obviously we wanted to have some boards,
of course,
to match. Yeah.
Well, that's a great story. So when he starts to drive, are you going to make him his own car also?
Who knows? Maybe.
Hey, the quality of your boards, I think that'd be a great idea. So come on out to Cloud 9 Multisport in the village of Winona this Sunday, August 4th, from 1 to 3. Great. 1 to 3, and try a great Explore board. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Hi, this is Rob Parker with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, and with me today is Mark Transparenti. Mark, how are you?
Doing well.
Mark, I'm doing awesome. What a great day here in northern Indiana, huh?
Absolutely.
Fabulous. So what brings you in today, Mark?
Well, I'm here today to really kind of talk about this exciting conference that's upcoming. We're having an author, a scholar, Dr. J.B. Hickson, come out to the Winona Lake area to speak about this, what's happening in the world, and it's called the Biblical Worldview Conference.
Sounds great. Who is Dr. J.B. Hickson?
Yeah, he's a pastor. He's got several different degrees. He's written 13 books. He's a speaker all around the world. He's got quite the following, so we're blessed to have him coming out to meet with us. But he's a man that's very in tune with what's going on with the world and speaking truth into those things.
Very cool. So where's this event going to be taking place at?
We're going to have it at Lakeland Christian Academy.
Okay, and we're, for those who don't know where Lakeland Christian Academy is, the three people who may not know where that's at, why don't you tell them?
Yeah, Winona Lake, right around the corner from Grace College. So the on the Calvary Chapel Lake City app, that's our church, Calvary Chapel Lake City. Under the events tab, you can find the link with the address and the registration. And we do want people to register because it's a free conference. However, space is limited, and we just want to be able to prepare how many donuts and how much coffee to be able to have for people for hospitality.
Very good. Now, I did hear free, right?
Free.
Free.
Absolutely.
So no cost for them, but you do want people to register for obvious reasons.
Right, and they can register through the app or the website.
What was that website again?
It's cclakecity.org.
cclakecity.org. And then there's an events tab.
Correct. And it's going to be on Saturday, August 17th, starting at 9 a.m. We have over 100 people registered.
Wow.
Over 120 people registered currently.
What capacity around?
I don't know exactly. I think we're shooting for maybe 200.
My guess would be your capacity right about that 220, 225 range, if my memory's correct.
Yeah, we're hoping to have tables and chairs. You know, you can fit more people without the table,
yes.
But it's nice to have a table.
It is very nice, yeah. So if somebody's interested, they better get on this pretty quick.
Right.
Otherwise, you know, you might be standing room only.
Yeah, and we have seen people that have, JB has quite the following. Some local people don't quite know Dr. JB Dixon, but he has a tremendous following, and people are coming from out of state to come to this conference. So we have a lot of people registered that I don't know who they are, and it's exciting.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And it starts at 9. How long do you anticipate it going?
It'll go till 4, and there will be some breaks, and there will be some Q&A. JB's even going to talk about the assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump. And just kind of some of the implications there. He's going to be talking about this matters that are relevant to shifts in culture, things of that nature. And then he's going to come the following day, August 18th, and he's going to preach a sermon at Calvary Chapel Lake City.
And, of course, you don't have to register for that.
You do not have to register for the church. Yes, just come to church. We might set up a few extra chairs.
And what time is your service on Sunday?
Sunday service is 10 a.m., and don't confuse that with the conference time. The conference on Saturday,
that's right.
Conference on Saturday at 9, church at 10 on Sunday.
Yeah, we don't want to confuse people. All right, so one more time. The date for the event is
Saturday, August 17th.
Starting at 9 a.m.
Starting at
9. Go until 4, Dr. J.B. Hickson. And then maybe some, you said, breakout sessions or some, obviously some breaks.
Breaks.
Not breakout sessions.
Yeah. This is going to be really him kind of sharing just various topics. And you can see the actual event breakdown and the topics if you go onto the app and the website, and you can see the times of when things are happening. And, you know, we do have some people that can't come in the morning, but they're going to come in the middle of the day. And that's fine, too.
Okay. Well, Mark, anything else you want to say?
No.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you coming by today. Again, that's the Biblical Worldview Conference that's taking place at Lakeland Christian Academy.
When a child is diagnosed with cancer, the last thing parents should have to worry about is how to pay for it.
Calvin got diagnosed June 10th of 2018. He has Rhabdomyosarcoma. One oncologist told us if it was my son, we'd go to St. Jude. And within 24 hours, we were on a plane headed here. They've really given our family hope. It's just amazing. I never thought we would be in this place. And it's people like you that help us and help St. Jude provide for a family like ours.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of Biz Buzz. Today, I'm with Tammy Cotton from Light. Welcome, Tammy.
Hi, Scott. Thanks.
I don't want to take it for granted that people know what Light is. It's an awesome program, but tell us a little bit about Light.
Okay. Well, LITE is an acronym, L-I-T-E, that stands for Living in Transition Effectively, and we are a lot of things. We are the regional recovery hub, so we serve 6 counties, 5 besides Kosciuszko. We also are LITE Recovery Cafe, and we also have Lighthouse, which is our women's recovery residence here in Milford. So we do a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm. So who is LITE intended for?
Yeah, so we are here to serve anybody who's recovering from anything, mm-hmm. honestly. That's kind of our tagline. We're all recovering from something.
Yes.
And so we're here to provide a safe space for people. Specifically, our kind of our target audience, if you will, are people coming out of incarceration mm-hmm. or people who are just looking for another place to work their or walk their recovery journey. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we try and provide for them. Our services mostly entail peer-led services. Mm-hmm. So people with lived experience walking alongside those that need some support.
Oh, that's a wonderful program. You do so much great for our community. I appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, to support this, you obviously need money.
Yeah, always.
And you guys have a couple of these are right up my alley, these two events. But you got two great events, and they happen to be on the same day.
Right.
So tell us about both these events that you have.
Okay, yeah. So August 10th. We're going to be busy here at Light. We're starting the day off with our Cruising for Light motorcycle ride. Mm-hmm. So anybody who's interested in riding is welcome to join us. The ride will start and end here in Milford at our facility right behind Dollar General in Milford. And registration is here that day. It starts at 10 and then we'll kickstands are up at 11. The ride will take the riders to Serenity House in Warsaw. Mm-hmm. They'll make a stop at each of these places. There'll be some refreshments there, and then also a testimony will be shared by one of the residents. Oh. So this is a recovery ride. It's, you know, we're really promoting recovery. And so from Serenity House in Warsaw, they will go to Plymouth Women's Serenity House, and then from there to the Rose Garden in Syracuse, and then back here.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, when they get back here, you said there'll be some food?
Yeah. So we're going to do some pulled pork, and we'll have hot dogs and all the fixins that go along with the barbecue-themed meal. We'll also have some live music. John Rogers, who's a local, he's going to be playing and singing for us, and we'll probably get out the cornhole boards and just a family fun event.
Well, sounds like fun, and I can attest. We took a tour a few weeks ago, and I was here for lunch, and I had your wonderful lasagna. You have great cooks here, man. So just to be clear, you're here at 210 Catherine Street in Milford.
Yes.
You say it's right behind the Dollar General. It's on 15 in Milford.
Yeah.
Now, is there a pre-registration for the Cruising for Light?
No, just show up on Saturday.
Show up at 10 o'clock. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Then after you ride your motorcycle around and you get full, rest a little bit. Then what do you have coming up?
Yeah, then you can find us at Winona Lake. We'll be at Winona Lake for the Glow Float. This event is sponsored by Kosciuszko Cares, Boundless, Grace Outdoors, Kosciuszko Drug-Free Communities, and we appreciate their support. They're hosting this event, and all the money that they raise comes back to Light. So this was we're honored that they chose us, and the Glow Float is something that Boundless has done before, mm-hmm. so a lot of people have participated in it before, but it's just a fun time. It starts at 8 p.m., and bring your kayak, your canoe, paddleboard, whatever, decorate it, and we'll just all be floating out on Winona Lake.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that was my next question. What in the world is a Glow Float?
So just lighting up the lake. So even if you just want to, you don't want to float, you can come see. Just come see. It's beautiful.
Oh, it will be, yeah.
Yeah. And then we'll also have, in the park, we'll have a bonfire, and we'll be doing s'mores and marshmallows. And
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
What a wonderful day.
Yeah.
So I can light up my kayak or my paddleboard or whatever and just put some LED lights on it.
Right.
And glow in the dark, or they got those little chemical sticks you can put.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks like a fun.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
And all the proceeds go to Light.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was there anything else you would like us to know?
There will be some giveaways. I know there are going to be some giveaways at the Glow Float. So, yeah, if you feel lucky and you want to win something, I don't know what all the prizes are, but I know in the past they give away like Amazon gift cards and restaurant, you know, gift cards and different things. Yeah. So, yeah, come check us out, even if you're just curious.
Oh, yeah. You know? What? Two great events the same day.
Wow. Yeah.
So get your motorcycle shined up.
Right.
Go on the Cruising for Light. And then, like I said, light up your water toy and get out in the lake for Light.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.